Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. We've got a fabulous show tonight on health. If you have an ailment of any type and it has been, you know, with you for a while, this is definitely the show for you. If you want to prevent yourself from accumulating certain ailments along the way, this is the show for you. We're going to be speaking with Cheryl Meyer, and we're going to be talking about the information in her latest book, and it is It Feels Good to Feel Good, How to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. Okay? So, folks, this is truly a show about health, holistic health. We're treating the whole body here, and it's definitely going to help you. So stay tuned, take some notes, and then go out and get the book. Available on Amazon and from Cheryl's website, but please go out and get the book. It's like a lifesaver. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But the real question is, are you truly, really ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. A bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3. Nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the fullest. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. Find out more about me and the services I offer by going to my website, MoniqueChapman.com, and I invite you to like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. You can also sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living, on my website, and again, that's MoniqueChapman.com. Now, Cheryl says, I did not recognize the early signs of inflammation and didn't understand what was happening to my body. However, I was aware of the increasing pain in my body. I often woke in the middle of the night in pain. When I woke up in the morning, I could barely get out of bed. It was painful to move, and sections of my body hurt. My brain was confetti. My moods were all over the place. Now, my MD took a conventional approach that wasn't helping me. In all honesty, I think she didn't know how to help me, and I was resistant to taking additional pills. I knew I needed to lose weight, but I didn't want to diet, and I didn't want to change the way I ate. It seemed that changing what I ate would lead to a life of deprivation. So, it was pain with a capital P that set me on my 5-year journey to get well and to make drastic lifetime changes. 5 years ago, Cheryl Meyer discovered she was suffering from inflammation and autoimmune disease. She found a functional MD, actively searched out, purged, and replaced toxins in her life and returned to wellness. This began an odyssey that accumulated in Meyer's writing the manual she wishes she had had when she got sick. In her award-winning book, It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again, Cheryl explains toxins are everywhere and impacting our health, the health of our children, and the health of our earth. It's all about the toxic load. Each toxin that is eliminated is one step closer to health. Now, Cheryl has a BA from the University of California at Berkeley, and she's a certified health coach from the Institute of Integrated Nutrition. She has a private practice in Southern California, and you can check her out at her website, and that's Cheryl MHealthMuse.com. Let me spell all that out for you. C-H-E-R-Y-L-M-U-S-E. HEALTHMUSE.com. Of course, all of that is put together. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to tell your listeners what I have learned because I think it can help them.
I am equally excited to you, as I shared with you before the show began, that when I saw your book and saw the title, I just touched it and said, okay, she's on the show, and I didn't even review the book. And then once I sat down to actually read the book, I first went and found my yellow highlighter so I could highlight, because, you know, as you get older, things happen. And I am definitely a product of our time where I've, you know, taken a little bit of this and a little bit of that and all of these, you know, toxic foods, and now that I'm in, you know, older age, as my doctor tells me. He says, I'm old, but I'm young old. It's like, okay, well, you know, I don't want to leave Earth right now, and it's time to get healthy because I'm tired of all the dis-ease that is within my system. And there's so many people that I talk to that are experiencing the same thing. You write so much about inflammation and the toxins. I understand, you know, through your five-year research and, you know, the work that you did, that you know about toxins, but what really got you going to ferret toxins out and then get them out of your life?
Well, when my doctor told me, she had no clue what was wrong with me and that the only thing that she could do is offer me steroids, which I had no intention of taking. Both my parents had had unusual diseases and the medications became worse than the disease. So I didn't want a life of pain and pills. I had my own jewelry business, which actually I still have, and I was lucky because I had a very talented staff. So I turned my business over to them and started to research, because I don't accept that there's nothing that you can do when you hurt all over. And what I tripped into, not knowing what I was looking for, was a series of symposiums by the functional medical community. And they were on 20 different subjects. One was on the thyroid and about people who got Hashimoto's and Graves' disease. One was on the adrenals. One was on IBS and Crohn's disease and problems with your intestines. One was on the liver. And all of these, as I listened to them, kept coming back to the cause of all of this was leaky gut. And functional doctors all had gotten additional training to be functional doctors because they got sick and couldn't help themselves. So that was interesting to me. So I started thinking, leaky gut. I don't know what leaky gut is, but let me delve in and find out, do I have leaky gut? Is that what my problem is? Do I have autoimmune disease? And so I started researching. And the two things that I could impact myself to help leaky gut, if that's what I had, was I could eliminate toxins and I could reduce my stress. Now, I knew I had a lot of stress. I thought it was a good thing. I was being chased by a tiger 24/7, and I thought that was a great thing because it got me to get a whole lot of stuff done. Mm-hmm. But I had stress so high that my cortisol was almost to Addison's disease. It was I had depleted it so much. Uh-huh. But believe it or not, my conventional doctor said, you don't have Addison's disease yet, so it's not a problem. Well, when I finally found my own functional doctor, that was the first thing we dove into because it wasn't a hard thing to fix. But ends up I did have autoimmune disease. I found my own functional doctor. She is a trained medical doctor from Yale. Like the rest of them, she got sick and went for the additional certification. And the difference between a functional doctor and a conventional doctor is a functional doctor looks at your entire body as if it's one system, and they look for the root cause. So the first thing she said to me is, you're sitting on a tack. Let's go find it. She could have given me medication. She is a medical doctor, but that's not where she wanted to start. She started taking tests that were totally different than anything my conventional doctor had done. And I tease her that I'm an onion because we keep taking layers off of me and finding other stuff underneath that we are fixing. The first thing we found out was that I had something called the MTHFR anomaly, where I don't detox. So what goes into my body stays in my body. And my joke had always been I was born in Pittsburgh, and I was allergic to Pittsburgh. My parents got me out of there when I was 4. And it ends up that probably had more truth in it than my joke implied, because I remember them oiling the streets to keep the steel dust and the coal dust down. And so all of those heavy toxic metals were in my body. So we started with MTHFR and cleaned out my liver and improved my ability to detox. And from there, we took a test, and I discovered that my thyroid, which my conventional doctor thought was fine, because from my pituitary to my thyroid, it was perfect. Unfortunately, from my thyroid to my adrenals, it was all broken down. So then we started working on getting my thyroid healthy, which we did not with a pharmaceutical, but with a compounded thyroid medication that is made from wild yam in Mexico. And so as my thyroid started to improve, as I started to detox and get rid of the toxins, I started to drop weight, and I lost 45 pounds without dieting.
Congratulations.
It was, and really, I no longer believe in all those New York bestseller books. Mm-hmm. You start to clean up the way you eat. You feed your body all the beautiful nutrients that your body needs to function properly. And you get rid of the toxins, and your body wants to return to normal. And it helps you, and it does it for you. Now, I didn't lose all of the weight, and it's because we keep peeling the onion, and we keep discovering other things that are underneath there. We discovered that I knew I was having a problem with some kind of allergy, but when I took the conventional test, the only thing I was allergic to was the tape that held it on my back. When I got to the functional doctor, she did a sensitivity test. An allergy is something like a peanut. If you eat it, you could die. You have an immediate reaction to it. A sensitivity is something that creates a low, continual burn in your gut. It keeps you from properly digesting your food, and that slow burn causes inflammation. And hark, I had 18 food sensitivities.
Wow.
By eliminating those, I almost immediately got rid of most of my pain.
Mm-hmm.
My own body was reacting to what I was feeding it. I now call those foods my kryptonite because my body just can't handle them. And the original thought was I might be able to reintroduce them, but not going to be so. I have tried, and it's not worth it because I immediately have a flare, and I go back to pain the minute I put it in my body. So it ends up I have something called undefined autoimmune disease. There are now 140 different things that are called autoimmune. Undefined means I'm kind of like a Chinese menu. I have a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B and a little bit from column C, but I don't have all of the symptoms from any of the actually defined autoimmune diseases, but I have all the markers for autoimmune disease, and I certainly had all the pain. And I think one thing that's important to understand is when you get one autoimmune disease, it is not unlikely that you will get more. It once it starts, once your gut is not healthy and it's not, as the seat of your immune system, it's not protecting you, then it's likely that you start to get a whole array of different autoimmune problems. And I probably should stop here quick and explain what leaky gut is, because that was really where I started, and it's really the crux of the problem.
Okay.
Your gut wall is only one cell thick. I find that amazing. If I were young, I'm about to be 70. If I were young, I'd go back and be a biochemist. I'm so fascinated with all this stuff. Your gut wall is only one cell thick. So when you eat food and it goes down into your gut, it needs to be completely digested so that it passes through your gut wall in the proper size particle into your blood, so then it can go through your body and do its job and nourish all your cells. If it's not being digested and it's left in larger bits, it starts poking up against the side of the wall, and eventually it pokes a little hole through the wall, and then it goes through into your blood in a size that your body system can't handle because it doesn't identify. It doesn't know what it is. So your immune system does exactly what it's supposed to do, and it screams, attack. And not only is it attacking that food particle that passed into your blood, but the body, that food particle mimics tissue somewhere in your body, wherever you're weak. So in my case, it was my muscles and my joints. For somebody else, it might be their thyroid and become either Hashimoto's or Graves. For somebody else, it might be their skin and become psoriasis or eczema. It might be your gut and become Crohn's disease or IBS. It mimics someplace in your body where you're actually weak, and then your immune system also attacks that. So leaky gut is it becomes what causes inflammation, and inflammation is what starts to cause disease. And when I was doing my research, I was looking specifically for things that caused autoimmune disease. But it ends up inflammation causes most of our chronic disease. It causes diabetes and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, even depression now starts in the gut. So having a clean gut and eliminating the toxins is critical to having a properly working immune system. The toxins make it so that you don't digest your food to the proper size. And then those toxins leak into your body and, like heavy toxic metals, lodge into your fat and your bones. There are other problems with the toxins, but if they're causing leaky gut, that's where the disease is beginning. So it's critical that you clean that up.
Okay, so if it's so critical that we clean up our gut, and I'm right with you on this, why hasn't the food industry gotten behind it to, grow food, feed us food that is going to enhance our health instead of kill us?
Too much money being made, honey.
Mm.
We're not going to change that now. I follow somebody called the Institute for Responsible Technology, and he believes that it will only take a 5% shift in spending power to start to change big agriculture, which is spraying poisons on our food, big food, which is putting synthetic ingredients into our food that are poison, big pharma, which is, they do tests on their pills, but for every pill you take that does something that's negative to the body, if we start spending with our dollars, they will pay attention, and that's when the shift will start. It's not going to happen because the food department, the food people suddenly decide they want to be good to us and only give us stuff that's going to be good for our body. And a lot of times, even the doctors don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Medical doctors, conventional medical doctors, number one, medical schools were started by the pharmaceutical companies. I had no idea.
I didn't either.
And Rockefeller was the one who started the original medical schools back before the turn of the last century. So their focus has always been on find the symptom, find the pill.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors get only a half a day in medical school on nutrition. It's not that they don't want to help you. It's that they're not trained how to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had a doctor say to you, you need to lose weight, but give you absolutely no idea how to do it? It's because he doesn't know. That's not what he does. That's not what he's trained to do. So you have to own your own health, and you have to do your own research. And whether you're going to a functional doctor or a conventional doctor, when you go into that appointment, be prepared to have a robust conversation, because you own your body, and you need to guide him to help you. Because that's the only way you're going to get well.
Yeah, it's important to speak up, but it's also equally important to truly understand what it is that we are looking for. Folks, we're speaking with Cheryl Meyer. She's the author of the book, It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. Her website is CherylMHealthAbuse.com, and check it out, okay, because she's got a lot of good information there. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later. But if you are suffering with anything, and I truly mean anything, and I've read her book cover to cover a couple of times, this is the information for you, okay? You can take a little snippet and work on that, or you can just embrace the whole program. Choice is yours, but it's going to allow you to feel good, especially in this climate. Now, Cheryl, I want to quickly talk to you about stress. We've got a lot of stressors in our lives, whether it's, what's happening in our own daily lives, or if you turn on the TV and you figure out what's going on in Washington. How can we eliminate stress and still be functional and knowledgeable about what's going on in the world?
You're not going to reduce all your stress, but you can reduce it significantly. You do not want to be in being chased by a tiger mode 24/7. And that's how a lot of us are functioning. Mm-hmm. I have, 36 suggestions on how to reduce stress in my book. But there's one that I use every single day. And you can actually look it up on the internet and watch Dr. Andrew Weil do his breathing exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the 4-7-8 breathing exercise. You do 3 rounds of it twice a day, and it will reset your parasympathetic nervous system. And it's a simple exercise where you breathe in for 4, you hold it for 7, and then you whoosh it out of your mouth for 8. You do that 3 times in a row. It takes 3 minutes. Now, my story about becoming a big believer that this was actually working was I travel an hour to see my functional doctor. It's worth it to me because, honest to God, I think she saved my life. But I'm in Los Angeles, so I am in horrific traffic. And so when I get there, my blood pressure is always pretty high, and I don't like that. So I decided, what the heck? I was just going to do Dr. Weil's breathing exercise for the 20 minutes until I got there. I was 5 minutes late. I walked in the door. They whooshed me in. They took my blood pressure. And she came running out of her office and said, what are you doing different? I said, why? She said, your pulse is so low. I haven't had anybody with a pulse that under control since I can remember. And your blood pressure is completely normal. That never happens when you come here. He thinks that his exercise resets your parasympathetic nervous system, which means it dramatically reduces your stress. And it's such an easy exercise to do. If I have busy mind when I'm trying to go to sleep at night, I will do his exercise because it will calm me down right away and knock me out. So it's really, of all the things I suggest about stress, which are ways to practice self-care, they're all important, but start doing this breathing exercise twice a day because it's invaluable.
And it also sounds like, Cheryl, that if we're just in a stressful situation or approaching one that we know about, that we can just do this exercise to have calm and clarity before we engage.
And, you know, it's not something that you can't do anywhere, and nobody necessarily needs to know that you're doing it except while you're whooshing the air out for the third round. But you're only doing three rounds, and it will calm you down. It will calm your busy mind. It will settle your body, and it reduces your stress. It's a pretty terrific exercise.
And very simple, folks, so let's get on it and let's do it. Now, you talk about inflammation extensively in the book. What are some of the diseases of inflammation? I know we kind of skirted around a couple, but give us a more complete list if you could. Like, I know diabetes is one, I guess type 1 and type 2. I'm not too sure about. I know type 2, I'm not too sure about.
Oh, okay. And type 1. Okay, so it's autoimmune diseases. There's 130 of them now identified. It's cancer. Cancer is caused partially by inflammation. It's also caused by sugar. Cancer eats sugar, and sugar causes inflammation. Strokes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, depression, they now know is inflammation-oriented, and it comes from the gut. In fact, if you suddenly see your mood dip, take a look at what have you been eating? Because by eating properly and eating all the colors of the rainbow in your vegetables and your fruits, you often can turn your mood around. It's probably autism. It's type 1 and type 2 diabetes, and it's obesity. And in your children, it is also ADHD, learning disabilities. I didn't mention it's skin diseases, it's psoriasis and eczema and acne, it's seizures, and then it's autism and asthma. Hay fever is part of it. All of that is caused by inflammation, and there are natural things that you can take that will help you with all of that instead of the over-counter medications that we use for some of this. So, and I note what all of those are too, because like hay fever. I had horrible hay fever. I went through all the pills. I ended up on Benadryl, and then I read that Benadryl causes Alzheimer's.
Oh, geez.
So I now,
My goodness. My husband takes like 2 Benadryl a day.
I took 2 every morning and 2 every night. I stopped immediately. What I use instead for hay fever is an antioxidant called quercetin. Quercetin. Quercetin has all kinds of benefits to the body in addition to being good at blocking histamines, which cause hay fever. It also helps you heal your leaky gut. It's very healthy for your kidneys. It's very healthy for your brain. So that one and curcumin, which is the active ingredient from turmeric, which I now use for pain, your body will rejoice that that's what you're putting into it, and it takes care of a lot of stuff that you were buying over-the-counter pills for.
Okay.
Only it's got benefits.
Yeah, positive benefits instead of
positive. Yeah, the quercetin actually works better for me than Benadryl did.
Wow. Okay. Well, folks, there you go. And there are so many people suffering with hay fever and other allergies. So at least it's a beginning point until you complete the book and then find your own functional doctor to work with. Now, you know, we are a society, Cheryl, of we got to have it now. Okay, we've got to have it now. So part of that society is, you know, we're going to eat on the fly, eat on the run. You know, we're feeding our kids on the run. We're stuffing ourselves on the run. How detrimental is that to us?
That's what's making us sick. I just found a thing that said, disease, it's what's for dinner.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that, you know, how they used to have those old ads? Well, disease is what's for dinner. If you're buying fast food, the only fast food I ever allow myself to have now is Chipotle because I use organic ingredients, and that's on rare occasion when I'm stuck. Fast food has no redeeming value to your body at all. It's all synthetic ingredients, and your body needs real nutrients in order to thrive. And one of the fascinating things about the body is the body wants to be healthy, and it will heal you if you put wonderful, beautiful nutrients into it. We are the most sophisticated computer that was ever made, and garbage in, garbage out. So you got to clean up your food. So the most important thing I can encourage you to do is to cook. Because by cooking, you can control what you're putting into your body and the body of your children. So then people complain, I don't have time. Sure you do. It just means you get prepared a little. I don't think about food at all. But I do buy great ingredients when I go to the grocery store. So I always have organic vegetables in my refrigerator. I always have clean, pastured meat that I can take out for dinner, and it takes me less than 45 minutes from when I go into the kitchen to make dinner because I have the right things on hand, so it doesn't take that long. It will take you 45 minutes by the time you get everybody in the car and you go to whatever restaurant it is that may or may not have clean food, and then you sit down and then you order and then you finally get your food. Only then you're getting food that's not so hot necessarily for your body. If you cook, you're getting all the nutrients that you need to thrive. So you can do it. You can do it. It just is, you get into a rhythm. And I wasn't cooking all the time. I was eating on the fly. I was working 24/7. That's how I got sick. It's funny when you have a lot of pain, how motivated you become to do whatever it takes to turn it back around. So you need to cook.
Yes, yes, yes. But what about the person, you know, say a family of six, you know, and, you know, they're struggling to make ends meet, living paycheck to paycheck. How can they eat in a cleaner manner when, you know, it's just difficult?
I think the first thing you have to do is take a look at your budget and where is your money going. One of the things we haven't talked about is plastic water bottles. They cost 1,200 times more than the water that comes out of your faucet. So by eliminating that, you've already found some newfound money to use on other things. The water in the plastic bottle is less regulated than it's coming out of your tap. And the plastic is leaching horrific chemicals into that water. And I just read an article. There's also little tiny micro pieces of plastic in that water. So the plastic bottle water, that's got to go, and you're going to save money with that.
So even if you're drinking out of the, was it PBA or whatever, free bottles, it's still the same thing?
Yeah, believe it or not, they keep changing what they think is toxic and what isn't. So you want to be drinking your water out of stainless steel or glass. Period.
Okay.
Because they don't leach anything.
I guess you're going there to filter. Tell us how
you,
we can get.
I bought one from Aquasana. It was, I think, somewhere around $150. It went under my kitchen sink. It gets the majority of the nasty toxins that are in your drinking water out. And you can actually get a report from your water department about what is in your water, and it's pretty eye-opening. Not only are there heavy toxic metals and arsenic and atrazine, but there's pharmaceuticals that have been washed down the toilet in your water. There's petrochemicals in your water. There's pesticides and herbicides that have run into our water system in your water. So you need to have a filter that you put under your sink, and that's the water that you drink and the water that you use to cook. And then you buy stainless steel bottles, which I think mine were $20, but it got immediately taken care of because I wasn't buying all that plastic water. And so that pays itself off pretty quickly. I take my stainless steel bottles with me everywhere I go so that I am never in a situation where I need plastic water. Mm-hmm. And if I think I'm going to be gone too long for one bottle, I have a stainless steel jug that in my car never gets hot. The water is always fresh. I refill my own bottles, and I always have fresh, non-toxic drinking water with me. So,
okay, so question
you
for
can me. Do it. Now, where else can you save money? You don't
Before we go someplace else, because I'm really freaked out about the water thing, because you know, Flint has, you know, still has horrible water. Flint, Michigan still has horrible water.
Yeah, but they're
and
not
sometimes
alone.
Yeah, sometimes here in Fremont, I turn on the water and this ungodly smell comes out of it. So how do we know, like, say you're living in Flint and you buy this water filter system, is it going to clean your water like 90% more or 80%?
You can actually go. Where I did all my research is on a website called EWG, the Environmental Working Group. Mm-hmm. They have an unbelievable database that is, they are actively researching all the toxins in our life. And they have an entire section on water. And there's even a chart on their system that'll tell you by city what's in your water. You can get your own report if you're not on their report, but you can get information from them as to what's in your water, and then they make several recommendations for different filtering systems. My dream is not just to have a filter on my sink, but to also have it on my entire house, because your skin's your largest organ, so what's coming down on my skin in the shower and in my bathtub, that's all toxic water too, and we are about to install that because all the pipes in my house have galvanized, so we're about to replace all the pipes here, and that system will go on my house then when we do that.
Okay.
But that will, and they rate all the water filters. You can buy a system that's several thousand dollars that will take absolutely everything out of it and even give you completely alkaline water and leave you the acid water as something you can clean your house with. But you don't need, if you just start with a simple filter system, you're going to eliminate a majority of the toxins that are there.
Okay. Now, I went to a meeting at the city not too long ago, and they served us reverse osmosis water. I took a bottle, but I didn't drink it. Now, is that safe to drink, sitting here looking at me?
Yeah, actually, that's the water that the system is taking the acid out, all of the chemicals out, and leaving you with this beautiful alkaline water. So, yes, reverse osmosis water is fine to drink.
Okay.
It's interesting they gave it out at a meeting because they're recognizing that their city water ain't too ducky.
Same city I'm living. It's like, oh my goodness.
Yep.
Oh wow. Okay, I want to switch gears for a moment and talk about, you know, something everybody has to do. Hopefully they do it at least twice a month, and that's cleaning your house. Cleaning supplies. And now I went to the doctor maybe about a year ago, and I said, I can no longer use the cleaning supplies that I use. They all irritate me. And he just shook his head and said, nothing else. So I myself altered things, but how are our cleaning supplies killing us, and what can we utilize to clean our homes, to stay clean and fresh?
Okay, I have found an amazing product, but first let me tell you, all those synthetic ingredients in your cleaning products, they're poison. The most toxic thing in your house are the pods that you wash your clothes with or do your dishes with. If a toddler were to pick that up and eat it, you might not even get him to the emergency room on time. But all of your cleaning supplies, including your air fresheners, are loaded with toxins.
Oh,
so what do you do? I found an amazing product called Branch Basics. Branch Basics is made from plant enzymes. It's a 1 on the EWG scale, which means it's pretty toxin-free. You use it in different solutions. So you'll use one solution to wash your windows and another solution to wash your dishes and another solution to wash your clothes. I use it for everything. I fell in love with it because I eat a lot of pastured eggs and I hate the way they stick on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
If I spray on Branch Basics and I walk away for 5 minutes, it comes right off.
Oh, wow.
Because the little plant enzymes do their job. So it's this really amazing one-stop cleaning in liquid that you can use to clean your house. Now, I do sometimes use different laundry detergent. I sometimes use 7th Generation, which is fragrance-free and very low in toxins. I have bought a couple other cleaning supplies for my cleaning lady, but pretty much we all use the Branch Basics because we all love it. So that's what I recommend for cleaning. And you will not, I don't think you will have a problem with it. I don't. And I'm like a smoke alarm for anything toxic in a 100-mile radius. So I strongly recommend it, and it will solve a lot of your problems.
Okay. Now, we've covered cleaning. Okay. We've covered, like, the water and cleaning, but what about what we're using, the utensils that we're using to cook with? Is that important? I mean, we have so much Teflon still going on today. They call it another name, but it's still Teflon.
I had a really hard time giving up my Teflon pan. I really didn't want to give it up because I hate it when food sticks on my pans when I'm cooking. And then I read an article that close to the Teflon factory, there are no birds because they all died. And all the people around the Teflon factory are dying from all different kinds of cancer. And that it wasn't just that the Teflon was coming into my food and poisoning my body. It was emitting gases that were poisoning me while I was cooking. So that Teflon pan went hasta la vista. I have replaced all my pans with stainless steel, but for frying, I bought an enamel pan, which is also great. It also doesn't stick. I replace them once a year because after a while they start getting scratched and then they aren't as stick-proof as they were in the beginning. But it solves the problem, and enamel pans are not expensive. Then there's what you're flipping your food with, those plastic black things. Gotta go. I use silicone. Silicone is not toxic. So my spoons that I stir with and my flippers that I do my hamburgers with, all of that now is silicone or stainless steel. So you get rid of those. You store your food in glass with silicone covers. No more plastic wrap because that's all leaching endocrine disruptors into your food and into your body. So it's impossible to stay completely away from plastic. I haven't figured out how not to bring my food home in plastic. You know, there's just, there's plastic everywhere, but start eliminating as much of it as you can. No more styrofoam cups for me. No more plastic ware when we go to the Hollywood Bowl. All of that we're using old silverware for now because that stainless steel silverware is not poisoning us. So all of those things are important to have a toxic-free kitchen.
Okay. Well, folks, we're speaking with Cheryl Miller. She's the author of the book, It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great. Again, you can check her out at her website, and that's Cheryl M. Muse. CherylMHealthMuse.com. She's given us so much information. Folks, it's really important that you take control of your health because the government is not helping us. They're reversing everything that we thought was good for us to a worse state, okay? And after a while, you're not going to be able to go to the doctor because they're taking medical insurance away. So, you know, take charge. And this book is an excellent, excellent first step. It's like my encyclopedia. This is definitely a keeper. Those of you who follow me know I don't keep all the thousands of books I get because it's just too many, but I do keep the ones that make a life-changing difference, and this is one of those books. Now, Cheryl, I'd like to talk about GMO foods and how they're breeding so much toxicity into our system.
Yeah, it was an area that I didn't really understand myself when I started writing the book, and so I sent my chapter off to the Institute for Responsible Technology because he was my go-to guy. I'd heard him in a lecture, and I wanted to make sure I had it right, and God love them. His assistant called me and said, we are going to rewrite this chapter because we want to keep you safe so that everyone doesn't attack you, and we want to make sure that the information you're putting out is correct. So this is the real skivvy on genetically modified foods. The first thing that people will say to me is, we've been engineering foods to be genetically different since time began, and that's not what we're talking about. Those are things like carrots didn't used to be orange until Bugs Bunny had an orange carrot in a cartoon, and then they genetically engineered that carrot to be orange. That's not what I'm talking about. Genetically modified foods are things that are given DNA that would not normally occur in that vegetable or fruit. And it breaks into two categories. The first one is where they are, and this is gross, so prepare yourself, they're actually putting BT toxin into the vegetable. And what BT, and so it grows up with this BT toxin in it. What BT toxin does is when the insect bites it and eats it, it blows up his stomach. And that sounds all ducky, except that it's blowing up all the good bugs in our gut at the same time. So you eat it, and that BT toxin goes into your gut, and there's even now some proof that it is then flourishing in your gut. It doesn't just go away when the food gets digested. It's in your gut, and it's going through and causing you toxicity and breaking down your leaky gut. So it's also the reason that our bees are dying, and you may not care much about the bees, but if we don't have bees, we don't pollinate our crops, and then we don't have crops. So this is all big stuff that we can't afford to have happen. So that's the first kind of genetically modified food. And those are things like the soy crop and the canola crop and the corn crop. Then there's a second category of genetically modified food that have been modified to be Roundup ready. Roundup is a chemical called glyphosate. It's an herbicide, and Monsanto used to say that it was so clean that you could actually drink a glass of it and it wouldn't hurt you. And then a French reporter handed a glass to an executive from Monsanto and said, "I understand you think this is so clean, you could drink it, so why don't you show us?" And the guy sat and he stared at it and he broke out in a sweat and he started getting really agitated. And then he stood up and said, "What do you think I am, stupid?" And he stomped out. And you can probably find that on YouTube. I have watched that video. They know that it's poisoning us, and they are starting now to have testing coming out that is proving that it's hurting us. Mm-hmm. One of the things that glyphosate does is it pulls all the minerals out of the ground so that they don't get into the plant. And then what minerals you get into your gut that you desperately need to function properly, your body will clear it back out because of the glyphosate that's in there. And this is important because minerals like magnesium, which we're all very deficient in now, is responsible for 350 different enzyme reactions in the body, which are especially critical if you have cancer. But they're important for all of us. So glyphosate now has been proven to be doing damage to our guts, damage to our kidneys. It goes up the vagal nerve all the way to the brain. It's causing dementia. So you want to avoid glyphosate. And it's the reason it's a problem with genetically modified foods is because it's being poured onto it. So our wheat crop that is genetically modified, it gets so much glyphosate put on it that it stunts the plant to have a bigger return, but then none of that gets washed off. It goes in, it becomes milled, and it's in our bread and all of our things that our wheat is in. So nobody's going to convince me that eating herbicides and pesticides is good for us, and so I'm not going there. Now, even if it's not genetically modified, our crops are being liberally sprayed with herbicides and pesticides. Glyphosate is sprayed on many of our crops, but there are a whole series of them, one of which is even related to Agent Orange, which you may remember from Vietnam. I happen to have a great deal of that. I think it's a herbicide. I have a great deal of that herbicide in my body. So that's what's up next for me to detox. I have something called essential tremor, where I shake a little bit. And we think that it goes back to this Agent Orange-related herbicide that's being sprayed on our food. So for me, I find the money, I buy organic as much as possible. And there are ways to do it so that it's less expensive. You buy in season so that it's less expensive. I buy from my local farmer's market whenever possible. If you're not in California and you're listening to this, buy organic frozen food if you can't find great organic food. It is a little bit more, but not so much more that you can't find it somewhere in your budget. And EWG puts out a list every year called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. If it's on the Clean 15 list, you don't have to worry about it. You buy it whether it's conventional or not because it doesn't have a lot of toxins sprayed on it. But if it's on the Dirty Dozen, it has so many toxins on it, that's where you start to spend your dollars on organic. And then you decide where you want to be in the middle. But things on the Dirty Dozen card are things like strawberries and spinach and nectarines and apples and grapes and peaches and cherries, a lot of fruit, tomatoes, celery. Now, potatoes is number 11 on this list. There are 72 different toxins on a potato.
Wow.
unless it's organic. So you can actually look up how many toxins are they finding on these fruits and vegetables. And it's enough to make your eyes open really wide, because as you eat it, this, if it's not organic, you are putting a healthy dose of toxins into your body every day. So it's important. And there are even people who will tell you there's no difference between organic and conventional in terms of nutrients, and even that isn't true, because the organically grown isn't pulling all of the great things out of the earth.
Uh-huh.
It is, it's getting the, all the right nutrients into
uh-huh.
it. So it's a robust nutrient breakdown when you're eating an organic vegetable and fruit that your body needs. And as I said, when you give your body what it needs, each color has a gift. It's really kind of an amazing thing. Actually, I should post that article on my website. Each color has a gift, so you want to eat all the colors so that your body can do its job and keep you healthy, because that's what it wants to do.
Okay, wow. Okay, so Cheryl, when we go to your website, CherylMHealthMuse.com, what are we going to find? I know that you're offering a free sample of your book if you click on the, I think it's the book link, right? Not the free stuff?
Yes, if you go to the book page, mm-hmm. which is just CherylMHealthMuse.com/book/, you'll read all about the book, and you can download a free sampler to see if you like my writing style. I'm told that it's like having a conversation with me to read my book, which is what I wanted. I wanted
easy.
It to be an easy read.
Yes.
And at the bottom of that page, you'll also find a workbook where you write down what you find as you're reading it. You print the chapter that corresponds to the chapter that you're reading, and you do not have to read them in order. And then as you find things that are toxic in your life, you write them in the workbook. You don't run and replace everything at once. You replace it when you run out of it, because remember, it's about toxic load. So each item that you replace with something less toxic is one step back closer to health. So that's my book page. There is also a page online on my website called Free Stuff. I have now done 8 summits, and for summits, you do free information that will improve somebody's health who's listened to your participation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have posted all of those under my tab for Free Stuff. You can go find out what my 12-step recommendations are for cancer. I've been speaking here to local hospitals, to cancer survivors. You can find out my keys to healing a leaky gut. You can find out my 12 steps to healthy eating. All of that is on my Free Stuff page, and it's free. You just go in and you download it. So, and then I do a robust blog, and I'm starting to do a part of my blog, a separate blog called My Golden Broccoli Awards. My book has all kinds of great illustrations in it, and I'm the broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I give somebody a Golden Broccoli Award, that means that it's a product that I love, I endorse. I'm not making any money from it, but it's a product that I believe in that's low in toxins that I'm recommending that everybody buy. And they actually get a little seal to go on their website or on their window, and they get a certificate that says they've won a Golden Broccoli Award. Because the companies that are being innovative, that are producing lower toxic items, I want people to find them. I want to reward them in some way. So that's on there. And then there's this, you can read my whole health history, how I started on my journey, what I did, how I got well, all of that. It's very robust. I even have a huge resource section. And, you know, who my wizards of health are, who my doctor is, what I have and use in my kitchen, what I have and use as cleaning supplies, all of that is listed under resources. And then, of course, there's much more detailed information itself in the book. So I even have a great blog on what to use if you have the flu, because I don't buy anything over the counter anymore. So I tell you what I use, which are supplements that my body loves that help me get through it probably faster than I used to. So there's just tons of information. You could spend a lot of time on my website and educate yourself quite a bit.
And folks, do it, okay? But first go out and get the book, and then you can correlate what's in the book to what's on the website. Cheryl, you've been a great guest. I really enjoy your information. I'm going to have you back again, because there's so much more to cover. If that's okay with you, we could talk about that.
I would love to come back. Yeah, no, there's a lot of things that still mm-hmm. I want to share with everybody. Because really, my goal at 69, instead of retiring, I want to share this information.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody to be so sick that they can't function. And we seem to think that as we get old, it's natural to have pain. And guess what? It's not. You can clean it up. You don't have to live a life of pain and pills. So I'm trying to get this out so that everybody can feel good. And that's why the book is, It Feels Good to Feel Good.
Yeah, well, folks, I have implemented some of the suggestions that she has in the book, and it has made a difference. I, too, have a long way to go, but you know you got to start with step one. And if you think about it, when we came out of the womb, we couldn't even roll over. Then we rolled over. Then we crawled. Then we walked. Then we ran. So this is a process, too. So do yourself a favor if you're at all concerned about your health, and you get a copy of this book, It Feels Good to Feel Good. Now, if you buy it from Cheryl's website, it's actually less expensive than on Amazon. And, you know, for the cost of the book, and it's not prohibitive, for the cost of the book, it's well worth it to get your health under control. And you can even share it with your allopathic doctor, like I did mine, with interesting results. So get the book. And again, go visit Cheryl M. healthmuse.com. The health site is kind of cutesy, but it's chock full of information. And, you know, Cheryl's telling you how to get well. So, Cheryl, I want to thank you and the audience for being with me tonight as we collectively get over
it. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. I am truly honored, and I appreciate everybody's time and attention. The divine in me honors the divine in you. And when you're ready to live a more balanced life, give me a call. Consultations 30 minutes or longer are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself. Make the call. 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of choosing good health. Abundant blessings, light and love to all. Namaste.